Hello, committed men. So this is my third time to try this. Wi-Fi is messing with me right now. The title of this video is Angels Among Us. I went and visited my dad for the first time last weekend and met my siblings. And it was kind of at hard times. The way everything fell, my dad's wife was passing away. And I tried to back out of the trip several times, but my siblings and my dad insisted that I come. They said they needed the joy and the time. So we went, and I believe God showed me a lot through meeting my stepmom, my sibling's mom. She is a true angel, true definition of an angel. So I'm going to read a few verses here. I have Matthew 7:16-20. You will know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Well, she was definitely a woman of good fruit. I only met her for a brief little bit. We prayed over my wife and kids, prayed with my two sisters. That was on a Friday. She passed on a Saturday evening. I also want to read Galatians 5:22-25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections of lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And I also want to read John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last. And so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. So early on in my walk, I realized that, or I thought that fruit came from, you know, it's Lord, why don't I have the new car? Lord, why don't I have the blessings of all the money? And I was looking at fruit as worldly things. And this here flat out explains that fruit is totally different. It's fruit's what actually comes from your love, your joy, your peace, your long suffering, your gentleness, your goodness. Well, this woman just amazed me. The people that would show up, the stories they would tell, the neighbor right down, love thy neighbor. The neighbor right down, Barry, he told me a story that he was out working one day in the yard and she come by and asked him if he had stopped to eat yet. And, he said has he eaten? He said he hasn't had time to stop. He's been so busy. Well, she went back home. He didn't know, but she went back home and she cooked the man a full meal and brought it back to him and told him that he needed to sit down now and eat and rest and brought him a drink and everything. And this is how we have to carry ourselves. This fruit that she left on this earth, you can see it through my siblings' kids. Everybody there was just, it was different for me. It's something I never experienced before. Yes, I understand that there's a bond automatically because we're family, but people that I've never met before, an hour after driving away from there, I was missing these people already. But I believe what I was missing is what the fruit that she left is the spirit in these people, the light. You know, our pastor preached one time about the match strikes and strikes another match. And if you have a whole bunch of matches together, it lights them all. Well, I believe that the light that she left in the world is that match. She had the fruit that lasts. You know, she will be remembered for years and years and years. Her legacy will go on. And it gave me encouragement. She passed at 85 years old, that she lived her whole life. If you read, actually, let me read her obituary for you and explain a little bit of what happened. Her name is Katsu Muton. She was from Okinawa, Japan. My dad met her over there while serving as a Marine. It says Katsu Angel Muton passed away peacefully, surrounded by family on March 16, 2024 in Lumberton, Mississippi. At the age of 85, born on November 15, 1938 in Okinawa, Japan, Katsu, affectionately known to all as Angel, was a woman whose life story was a testament to the enduring strength of the human spirit. Angel's early years were marked by profound adversity. She experienced the horrors of war firsthand, which claimed her father's life. By the age of 16, she faced the unimaginable grief of losing both her brother and mother, leaving her orphaned. Yet even in the darkest of times, Angel's invincible spirit shone through. It just goes on to say that she worked as a mother, business owner. You see, it says her husband's endearing nickname for her, Angel, became known to all as she embodied the very essence of an angel on earth to those who have the privilege. All right, we still good? All right, well, anyways, basically my point is that Angel, her life was a true testimony of what we should be if we are to follow Christ, if we are to walk like Christ and be Christ-like. We get too caught up in the I guess, theology of everything and the debates and everything else, when really we're just called to love one another. We're called to be that light. She was definitely one that was a lighthouse for sure. And I'm so honored to be able to have met her just for a brief second, to be able to pray with her. And I think God showed me so much through her that it's actually changed my life quite a bit. Just kind of gave me a whole mind shift, gave me courage to believe that there's still angels among us. There's still people that actually follow through, you know, that people that spend their whole lives. There's not one person that had a negative thing to say about her. She's just the most amazing woman that you could ever have met. And I see Larry's on here now. He knows her well. That's my uncle. But I guess this is all I wanted to tell y'all, that it's possible. We just have to be that light to see all those people that loved her and no negative remarks against her in any way. It was just, it just floored me. It just really did. It was a beautiful thing. The whole family's beautiful. Everybody is just positive. Even going through these hard times, they held their spirits high. And it's because they learned this from their mother, that they're going to push forward and they're going to move on and they're going to continue to carry on her light. Well, that's all I have for you guys. Love y'all. Hope y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.